When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
It is never, ever, ever, Cassie, too late to pursue something that you are passionate about, something new in your life that would excite you.
I have an opportunity to attend something that I am not sure if I actually qualify for or if it would be a waste of my time. And really, I'm more embarrassed about being ridiculed or having other people have secondhand embarrassment about me if I attend this. And what I'm talking about is there's a nationwide, so anyone listening can do this if you're a plus size lady, casting call for models for a specific plus size store where I happen to shop a lot called Torrid. They have a lot of cute clothes. And when you get to a certain size, you're like pretty limited anyway in stores. And thank God for like stores like Torrid and Eloquii that exist.
Tell me more about that.
What do you mean?
You said that it's very limited if you go to a store that's not specifically for this. When is the end of the line?
A lot of the times around size 14 or 16. And just to give you like the average women's size in the U.S. is like a 14 or a 16 to give you that sort of input. So like It used to be like when I was a little lighter, pre-kids, I could walk into like a Macy's or something like that and still go to the back of the rack. A lot of the collections wouldn't have my size, but they would have plus sizes sections. They're usually like hidden in the basement, but you can find them.
Is it like a sad core memory when you've been shopping in these stores and then you get to the point where you're just like, oh, damn, they don't have my size anymore?
It is. I think it's like defeating as well, because when you're looking, like I remember distinctly seeing like Calvin Klein and loving the designs and being like, oh, they stop at a size 12 or 14. This was way back, so I don't know. They may have extended sizes now. And then going to the next rack and seeing it again, and they all stopped at 12 or 14, and just realizing that I was in a different bracket. It's like when you do the age drop down brackets, yeah. Right? And you've had a birthday and they're like, pick your age range, and you realize you're in the next bracket and you're like, oh God, I'm not 74 yet, but you have to pick that bracket. It feels like that. And it's just kind of deflating, but then you get used to it. And then these stores exist. Some of them are online only. Torrid has stores and malls. And you're like, oh, there is a saving grace. It just makes life easier when you have to find an outfit. Because the way a lot of plus size people shop, it's not, oh, this is a cute outfit, I want to try it on. It's, does this fit me? Great. Mm-hmm. You know, and so your style is kind of dictated by what fits you. And, you know, that's fine. There are new, like, tons of stores. Athleta's got extended sizes. So it's definitely, like, becoming more of a thing. And if you ever hear anyone say it, it's extended sizes, but straight sizes is what they call, like, what you guys would wear up until, like, a size 12 or maybe a 10. You're straight sized. So if you ever hear that term, you know that just means, like, your typical shopper, right? Anyway, so there's a casting call for Torrid, and I actually went to a model call for them, and I drove to Nashville like 7 years ago, I think.
I remember.
Yeah. And it was a lot of fun. I waited for hours. I got there before it opened, and it was in and out, and they took my photo, and I never heard anything again. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. And now, like, Bert got in my head as well, saying, like, I should be doing modeling, and I'm just looking for, I think, a new adventure as well to embark on right now. So I saw the Torrid casting call come through into my email, and I was like, well, maybe I should do this. Maybe I should try again. You know, if nothing comes of it, oh well. Like, It would still be kind of cool to do. But then I started thinking, I'm like, I'm not old for the earth, but am I too old to go to a model casting call? And I know there are stores, like I've seen Target feature older models in their 60s and also like models with roles. And so I'm definitely seeing a shift towards what I would call a non-traditional body type. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm old. I'm going to be with a, and I don't fit the body profile of what's been featured in a lot of plus size. I call it acceptable plus size. It's usually you've got the flat waist or the hourglass figure and then really thick hips and big butt and maybe big arms. I've got a belly and I've got, it's called an apron belly and it's a B belly. And that's just what I have. And that's not really featured in a lot of modeling. So I'm like, is this dumb for me to even waste my time doing when I know that I'm probably not going to fit the age or body style profile of what they're looking for?
Here's what I absolutely love. There's a couple of things that I absolutely am really excited for you about. I'm going to try to push you in this direction, man. I do think you're stunning.
Thank you.
You're so photogenic. I also think there's something.
You look like butt in person, but you look great in pictures.
Thank you. I'm like, everyone watching the video is like, what is he talking about?
I think that this is a major win also, considering how much you've struggled mentally with your weight over the years, how you've told us time and time again how you used to count calories when you were like 2.5 years old. No, it was really, really early.
Yeah.
You were counting calories, and this has always been a struggle for you. So I think breaking through that again and going for it, even if you don't get it, it feels like a win and a shift from your childhood, even if you don't get it.
Yeah, I agree. And the thing is, too, I'm big on the representation of different body types. So I'm that person who emails companies and both ways and will be like, hey, I would love to see, you know, less airbrushing and more people with this body. Like, thank you for featuring this, but could you also include these people? Because this is not realistic on what it looks like for most of us. And I also email companies that do feature various body types. And I'm like, hey, thank you for include. I see, feel seen, and I really like that I can see myself in your clothes, and it helps me decide what to buy. So thank you. And so I'm sitting here as well. I'm like, would it be very disingenuous of me to sit here and always be emailing these companies and maybe have an opportunity to be one of those non-traditional body types featured so other people who have bodies like me and bellies like me can be like, oh, I can wear clothes too. And then I'm like, well, that's very egotistical. Like, why is it you, Cassie? So I'm going back and forth in my head about it.
You're overthinking it. 100% you should go. 100% you should go.
Yes, Mo.
And that was my first thought. I was thinking when you were saying that you don't really see it, like you haven't seen your body type. Then if someone told me once, if you don't see it, then be it. Like you should. You should be that person.
Ooh,
you should set it off. Yes.
I love that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Go for it.
And why not you, Cassie? Why not you?
Why not you? It's not based on personality, right?
No, my mouth is going to be shut. Okay.
Then I think I think you got a shot. I think you got a shot.
All right.
You go for it.
I will.
All right.
The Burt Show.